Miley Cyrus there and Flowers. Now, are you feeling a little bit chilly? I've started planning my summer holiday by catching up with Bernadette Villemin, Director General of Destination Marketing Tourism Seychelles. I told Bernadette that when I think about the Seychelles, first and foremost, I picture beaches. So how accurate am I?
Well, you're absolutely right when you think Seychelles, you think beaches. Of course, Seychelles has been blessed to have some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, regardless of where you are in the Seychelles, in the whole archipelago of 115 islands, be it the Coraline Islands, which are like the atolls, or be it the Granitic Islands. All have lovely beaches. But I can tell you wrong as well, because Seychelles more than just beaches. this is what sets a little bit the difference. Yes, beaches for all tastes, but Seychelles is more than just the beach. Mm. And Seychelles is also more than just the sea, though we happen to have 1.4 million kilometers of seawater. Of course, a lot of nautical water sports, be it diving, be it sailing, be it fishing, but the wealth of the Seychelles, it's also in the interior of the island.
Tell me about the land. Yeah, what's going on?
So we happen also to have over 1,000 endemic species, be it in terms of flora, be it in terms of fauna. So when you come to visit us in the Seychelles, we will, of course, invite you to indulge, to go out and venture into nature through walks and trails, where you will have the opportunity to discover the unique flora and fauna of the Seychelles. But we cannot talk about the Seychelles and not talk about its people. Seychelles is first and foremost its people. So, of course, what we promised, and this is part also of the tourism department strategy, it's more cultural experiences given to our visitors. So when you come to the Seychelles, of course, it's an opportunity to get to meet the population, indulge in the Creole culture, be it in terms of the gastronomy, be it in terms of the music, the dances. So like I said, Seychelles also, it's also about its people.
I know that food is definitely the way to get to a lot of people's heart, a lot of people's favorite subjects. You mentioned gastronomy. What is local food?
Oh, we eat very well. I don't know if you happen to love eating fish. If it's the case as well, you will be spoiled for choices, because we've got a variety. And we keep saying all the time, whoever created this little part of paradise must have thought about the fishermen. One of the typical Creole dish will be the grilled fish. And another one will be the coconut octopus curry, serve on white steam rice. We have local vegetables, but we use also a lot of green fruits in our cuisine. For example, green papaya, green mangoes, which will make chutneys, which will accompany either your fish, your octopus, or your meat. And we always, right from day one, we always try to have sort of a bit of a balance between carbs and proteins and also veggie.
What about accommodation? Are there lots of different budget options in the Seychelles?
Absolutely. One might think that, oh, Seychelles, I need to win the lottery. Oh, Seychelles, it's just about five-star properties. We do have five-star properties. We do have one island, one hotel properties, especially for those who wants to play the modern Robinson Crusoe. But in Seychelles, we offer a wide selection of accommodation, especially in the three main islands of Mahé, Praille, Le Digue. The three constitute the cultural hub of the Seychelles. This is where you will have the choice. So because we sell mainly tailored-made holiday experiences, you can start, why not, in a small guest house, continue in a local boutique hotels, and why not then finish your stay either in a five-star property. All taste, all budget. Everybody can find their Seychelles.
We talked about food. Other than eating, what other activities would you recommend?
We offer island hopping experiences. The good thing is that each individual islands, they are all different one from the other. So different experiences throughout. For example, just to name some, you're in Seychelles, you happen to be on the main island of Mahé. It is a must for you to go to Victoria, the small capital with its fish markets, its veggie market, its fruit market in the vicinity. You might decide to go and visit the cathedrals. Why not the museum? Why not a couple of kilometers walking towards the east? You'll stop at the Botanical Garden and the Spice Garden, and the list goes on and on. All this to say that if you want to be super active in the Seychelles, believe me, you can be.
What about dates? Are there any kind of dates that we should know about?
Seychelles, it's a year-round destination. Regardless of the time of the year, you will have a great time in the country. Because we just happen to be practically on the equator, so it is summer year-round. But of course, in terms of activities in the country, we have some important dates. For example, if you're in Seychelles during the month of October, it's the month of the Creole Festival. During the month of November, it will be more activities linked to the sea. This is where we'll have our Ocean Festival, for example. And of course, during the month of May, it's a little bit calmer in terms of tourism arrivals, if we want to call it our low seasons. So during the month of May, we will have activities, for example, Seychelles Nature Trail. Those who happens to love running will be able to do so. So throughout the year, there are a couple of events taking place, but otherwise, it is a year-round destination. Up to you to choose when you want to come and see us. You don't have any excuse anytime during the year.
It sounds like it. Practically, how easy is it to get to from Switzerland? What's the route?
Well, from Switzerland, you happened as well to have a non-stop direct flight operated by Edelweiss once a week from Zurich. That's every Saturday night. And you get to the Seychelles on Sunday. So that's one flight per week out of Zurich with Edelweiss. But otherwise, you can always come to the Seychelles via the Middle Eastern hub, be it via Dubai, via Doha, via Qatar, for example. And the Middle Eastern carrier operates a daily flight out of their hubs into the Seychelles. And from Africa, because at times some of our visitors, they do combine with a safari. So Ethiopian Airlines and Kenya Airways also offer flights five times. And pretty soon some will offer daily flights out of their respective hubs. So I would say that Switzerland is very well connected, either via going hubbing or direct with Edelweiss.
Bernadette, thank you so much for telling us all about it. I hope that the next time that we chat will be with me in the Seychelles. We can do it in person there. Thank you so much.
I'm sending you an open invitation. But dear, it's really a pleasure. Thank you as well for giving us this opportunity.
Bernadette Vilmer, the Director General of Seychelles Tourism. See you in the Seychelles, everyone. Let's go.